PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase.
Hello? Are you here? It's me, the Hacker. I just hope nobody sees me. But I'll do whatever it takes to find that blue bird of zappiness. Where are you? Who are you?
Hey, Hacker!
Ledge! You're the one who told me to come here dressed like this?
Consider it payback for calling me a failure. By morning, you'll be the laughingstock of cyberspace.
No! Shut that off! Shut that off now!
Yeah, whatever you say, boss.
Oh, after all I've done to establish my reputation, the picture will ruin me.
Don't be so sure, boss. You make a great clown.
Yeah, the nose is great, and the hair. I love the hair.
For the record, I was tricked by that sniveling rat, Ledge.
Ledge? The genius kid who hackerized Sensible Flats?
And wanted to be your partner, but you told him no.
Because he failed. That's why he did not bring down the Cyber Squad as he promised.
Hey, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, boss. You should know that.
That does it. You're fired.
But boss.
Get out.
Hey, look. It's Hacker the Clown.
Scandalous.
Get off my property, you fiends.
Not everyone's afraid of you, Hacker.
You? Again?
How about one more picture? Just pull your collar up a little bit.
Enough, Ledge. You've had your fun.
Oh, I'm only just getting started. I think I'll go find the Bluebird of Zappiness next.
No way! No one knows where the Bluebird is. Not even you.
We'll see, Hacker. We'll see who finds it first.
We'll help you find the birdie.
Yeah, that would really make Hacker mad.
Done. You work for me starting now.
It's a deal, boss.
Happy birthday, Lily.
More shadows! More shadows!
Here's one, and it does whatever I do.
Ooh, look at mine. I can make a dance. Everyone, come see my shadow! That's not fair. My shadow is shorter than everyone's.
You know why, Lily? 'Cause you're shorter than everyone else. What? I wasn't trying to be mean.
Lily, what Digimon was, the length of your shadow depends on how tall you are.
Really?
Really? See my shadow next to Digits? I'm taller than he is, so my shadow is longer. Taller people, or puddles, cast longer shadows than shorter ones.
But I don't want the shortest shadow.
I think I can fix that. Come with me.
Here's where I've been planning my takeover of cyberspace and my revenge against Hacker.
My former hero.
Oh, Buzzy, look!
Don't touch! My inventions are priceless.
Don't worry, Ledge. We know how to be careful. Hacker invents stuff, too.
Not like me, he doesn't. Look at this! These speakers are connected to a listening device I planted on Hacker. I can hear everything he says, so we can follow him as he looks for the bluebird.
But the hacker doesn't even like birds. Why would he look for a blue one?
It's not a real bird. It's a remote control shaped like a bird. When Hacker worked for Motherboard, he invented it to boost her memory. After he inflicted her with a virus, she thought the bluebird might someday help restore her memory. So she hid it in a secret location.
Ooh, I love secret locations. Where is it?
It's a secret, so no one knows. Motherboard can't even remember. She sent clues to where she hid it to 3 friends. Unfortunately, 1 clue went to Hacker because of her memory glitch. But the other 2 clues are still out there, and Hacker is going to help me find them.
The Hacker here.
It's Ledge. Guess what I've got?
Hi, boss.
You miss us?
You have boss and delete?
I do. They work for me. And now I'm gonna get something else that used to be yours. The bluebird of zappiness.
That's impossible.
Really? I'll let you know when the little birdie comes home to nest. Let the fun begin.
Oh, I can't let him find it. Where's my clue?
Hey, we can really hear him.
Ah, my clue! I just need to find the other 2. Who can help me find them? Who would want to stop Ledge as much as I do? Of course, Motherboard.
Let's hear it for Lily and her new improved longer shadow.
Lily!
Hey, it's Motherboard.
Cyber Squad, the bluebird of zappiness must be found. 3 clues will lead you to it.
Where are the clues?
2 clues coming. Hacker has the 3rd.
Hacker?
Need all 3 clues to find Bluebird. Must work with Hacker.
Mother B, you're joking, right?
No. Ledge also in search of Bluebird. You must find it first.
Ledge! Oh, that double crosser. This is personal.
Ugh, there is no way I'm sitting next to him. And there is no way I'm being nice to him.
Greetings, Cyber Squad. What a special moment in time this is.
Yeah, really special.
Now, Digit, let's not allow the past to rule the present, huh? Okay, it's time to join forces for the good of cyberspace.
Ugh, please.
Actually, if you just give us your clue, we could find the bluebird on our own.
Nice try, but no. Matt, could you just scooch over a tad so I can squeeze in? Oh, so kind. All aboard for Mount Olympus.
Frankly, I never thought this moment would arrive. I mean, it's been since Motherboard told me someday I'd be shooting an arrow to deliver a clue to the whereabouts of the bluebird of zappiness.
Oh, come on. Just shoot the arrow, will you please?
Hacker, did you have to bring him?
Unfortunately, yes.
Artemis, I don't mean to rush you, but we are in kind of a hurry.
Fine. Remember, the clue is where the arrow lands.
What? There's nothing up here!
Where's the clue? Where's the arrow?
Artemis said the clue is where the arrow lands.
It landed over here! It says, you are on top of Mount Olympus.
Okay, let's work with that. The arrow stuck in the word top. Could that be the clue?
The top of what?
Top. Fits nicely with my clue.
The bluebird could be on top of the green striped something.
My plan is working perfectly.
I think I've got it.
Could the clue be on top of?
Yeah, that's what we were thinking too.
Does that fit with your clue?
Not telling.
That's not fair. You know our clue.
This isn't about fairness. It's about finding the bluebird. Where to next?
Ground Hoggia.
Good work, Hacker. So we know the bluebird is on top of something that's green-striped. Better bring my lift in case it's someplace high up. Pack it up, bots. Just press the on button. When the scissors fold, press off. Then put it in a box, okay? I'll get the rest of my gear.
No problem, boss.
Yeah, you can count on us, probably.
Welcome, and happy Groundhoggian Day. To those of you visiting for the first time, we gather here on the same day, at the same time every year, to see if the Grand Groundhoggian sees his shadow. If he does, it's time to harvest the alfalfa crop. If he doesn't, it means we have to wait 6 more weeks.
According to Motherboard, the next clue is buried where the Grand Groundhoggian shadow ends.
Pongsi, awaken the Grand Groundhoggian!
Whoa, that is one seriously long shadow.
Excellent. Come, everyone. Let the harvest begin.
Back to sleep.
Quick, mark where his shadow ends before he goes back under.
My head!
Excuse me. What are you looking for?
A clue that's supposed to be buried here.
I don't see anything. Is the clue invisible?
Okay, Dee Dee, let's pack it up. Hit the button. Hey, that was fun. You want to take a ride?
Sure, but let's make it go faster.
I say we wake up the subterranean rat and check his shadow again.
Please don't wake him. This is his first year as Grand Groundhoggian, and we don't want to confuse him.
His first year?
Then he wouldn't have been here when Motherboard sent the clue.
Pongsi, who was the Grand Groundhoggian before this one?
His grandpa.
Were they the same height?
I don't know.
Like I said, wake up the new guy.
Why? Didn't we just do this?
Excuse me, Mr. Grand Groundhoggian. How tall is your grandpa?
Never measured him. But, here's a picture of us. Good night.
Grandpa's much taller.
Look, his shadow was longer, too.
So we were digging in the wrong place? But how are we gonna find the right place without Grandpa being here?
Maybe there's a relationship between heights and shadows we can use to figure it out.
Inez, you look twice as tall as me, and your shadow is longer than mine. Do you think your shadow could be twice as long as mine?
Let's compare and find out.
Leave this to the hacker.
Pugsy is 1 stick tall, and Inez is 2 sticks tall.
Is her shadow twice as long, too?
Stick, please. Pugsy's shadow is 2 sticks long. And Inez's shadow is 4 sticks long.
Hey, I'm twice as tall as Pongsi, and my shadow is twice as long.
Twice as tall, twice as long. Looks like there is a relationship. So however many times as tall something is, its shadow will be that many times as long.
All right, you're brilliant. Let's see if that works with this photo.
The Grand Groundhoggian is 1 thumb tall, and Grandpa is 1, 2, 3, 3 thumbs tall.
Then his shadow would have been 3 times as long.
Let's measure where that would be.
Okay, here's the new Grand Groundhoggian shadow length. Here's 2 shadow lengths.
Here's 3, where Grandpa's shadow would have reached. Start digging!
Something's here!
What is it? What is it?
A hoodoo!
A what-do?
A hoodoo! A tall, thin spire of rock!
A hoodoo? Like a hoodoo? Mesa! Unsensible flats. The bluebird is on top of the green striped hoodoo and sensible flats.
Hooray! Yeah!
Hacker! Come back here!
We have to stop him. If he gets the bluebird, he'll destroy Motherboard.
I won't let that happen.
I just wanted to sit up front.
Yeah, right. Just tell us your clue.
I will. Just get this vomit off me.
Clue first.
All right. The bluebird is on top of the green-striped hoodoo at Hoodoo Mesa.
Punksy, you are awesome.
Thanks. Now go get the bluebird! Good job!
Hurry! Unpack the box! Huh? What happened to my scissors lift?
That's how it folded.
You dunce buckets ruined it! Good thing I brought my climbing gear, too. It's Hacker and the Cyber Squad! I'll get my gear from the pod. Make sure no one goes up this hoodoo. Got it?
Yes, sir!
There it is, the green striped hoodoo.
And there's the bluebird of zappiness.
No problemo, Earthlies. I'll get it.
Did you okay?
Outside of a little humiliation and a bent prop, I'm fine.
But we still need to get the bluebird. It looks like someone beat us to it.
Buzz and Elise?
What are they doing here?
It's a long story, but it means Sledge must be here too.
Yikes! We gotta get the bluebird before he does!
But you can't fly. How do we get up there?
There's plenty of cyber bamboo around here. Maybe we can build a ladder.
How do we know how tall to make it? There's no way to measure the height of the hoodoo.
No, but we could measure its shadow and use what we know about shadows to figure out the height of the hoodoo.
Yeah, I was twice as tall as Punksy, so my shadow was twice as long as hers.
So let's compare your shadow to the hoodoo's shadow. See how many of your shadows fit into the hoodoo's shadow.
Then use that number to make the ladder that many times as tall as I am.
How can we compare shadows with Buzz and Delete standing there?
Excuse me. The hacker knows how to handle those bots. I'll create a diversion. Hello, boys. Oh, I've missed you.
Don't come any closer, boss. Even if you want our boss anymore.
Relax. I'm not here to cause trouble. I realize now I can never conquer cyberspace without you. So I've surrendered to Motherboard.
You have?
Yes. The Cyber Squad is here to bring me in. But may I ask one last favor? Would you take a picture with me so I can remember the good old days?
Sure, boss. We can do that for you.
Turn this way, okay? Ooh, much better light.
How's this?
Let's see.
Your shadow is as long as this stick. Let's see how many sticks fit into the hoodoo shadow. This is 2. 3.
You know, I'm not feeling it. Can you give me more emotion?
How's this? Oh.
Not quite so much emotion, okay?
And 10. The hoodoo shadow is 10 times as long as your shadow.
Which means the hoodoo is 10 times as tall as I am.
Then our ladder needs to be 10 times taller, too. Let's build it!
Okay, that's a wrap. Come on, Didge.
So, I'm just curious. How did you find this place without knowing the clues?
Easy, boss. Ledge bugged you.
Yeah, he put a listening thingy on your cape.
What? The devious rat, where is he? Ledge!
You're too late, Hacker! The blueprint of zappiness is almost mine!
No way! I invented it! It's mine!
I sure hope this reaches the top.
Yes!
Hey!
Get off my rope, Hacker!
Stay away from my bluebird, Ledge.
Got it!
No way, Ledge! We meet again.
Sorry to break up your little reunion, but this is mine. Let go of my invention! No!
Boss isn't gonna be zappy about this.
I want my bluebird of zappiness!
You haven't seen the last of me, Hacker!
Aw, too bad we didn't save the bluebird from Motherboard.
At least Ledge and Hacker didn't get it.
We did the best we could. Oh, that we did. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Huh? Huh?
Oh, Matt.
Move the ladder closer. I can't reach it.
Say you're sorry for firing us.
Say you're sorry for leaving me.